This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Hey, everybody. Let me ask you something uncomfortable. When something goes wrong in your shop, who's at fault? Tech, the advisor, the parts vendor, the customer, the economy, the technician shortage, the weather, or maybe you? Because today we're talking about radical ownership, and radical ownership says something most shop owners don't want to hear. If it happens in your building, it's yours. Not to blame yourself, but to own it. So if you remember episode 249, we talked about something very similar. So these episodes might sound almost identical, but it was targeted to the shop as a whole. Now I'm talking to you as the owner. The concept of radical ownership was popularized by Jocko Willink in his book, Extreme Ownership. And here's the premise. It's super simple. Leaders must own everything in their world. Not some things, not convenient things, everything. So now before you think this is about self-beating and guilt, it's not. Ownership isn't about blame. Ownership is about control. Because the moment you say, this is my responsibility, you gain power. The moment you say it's their fault, you lose power. Let's get real. A comeback happens. You can say the tech missed it, or you can say what in our process allowed this. Maybe an advisor drops the ball on follow-up. You can say, hey, they're lazy, or have I trained and inspected properly? You know, car count is down. You can say the market is soft, or what are we doing about it? Radical ownership shifts the question from who screwed up to what system failed. And if there's no system, then guess what? That's on you. That's on leadership. Most shop owners avoid this because it's uncomfortable. It's always easier to say good techs are hard to find. Customers don't want to spend money. Nobody wants to work anymore. The town is slow. We had a comment on one of Jean Ann's videos today where she's talking about if you're in a bad workplace, you got to leave the workplace. And the first comment was somebody's excuse about, well, what if there's no places good to work in our community? Bullshit. Like, there are places around. If you want to be part of a good team, you can find a good team. I don't hardly believe that. I started to get in there, keyboard warrior some stuff out, but I checked myself and didn't do that. All right. Some of this may all be partially true, but here's the difference between average operators and elite operators. Elite operators ask, what can I control? Because control creates progress. Excuses create stagnation. Okay. Real quick break. If your marketing isn't producing consistent car count, you can either blame the algorithm or you can own the strategy. Our friends at Shop Marketing Pros specialize in helping independent repair shops build predictable marketing systems. Serious owners don't dabble in marketing. They build it intentionally. If you want to stop guessing and start owning your growth, go check them out at shopmarketingpros.com and tell them Coach Chris Cotton sent you. All right, we'll keep pushing forward. Let's talk ownership versus micromanagement just a minute. Let's clarify that. Radical ownership does not mean doing everyone's job for them, and it doesn't mean hovering over every estimate, doesn't mean approving every oil change, and it doesn't mean never delegating. All of those things are insecure items for insecure owners. Ownership means you build systems, you train people, you inspect what you expect, you measure outcomes, and when something breaks, you don't look for someone to blame, you look for something to fix, something to fix. That's leadership maturity, all right? So imagine a shop where everyone practiced radical ownership. The tech says, I missed that torque spec, that's on me. The advisor says, I didn't follow up, I'll fix it. The manager says, I should have caught that, let's adjust the process. That's culture. That's a powerful culture, but it only works if the owner models it first. If you defend yourself, if you justify, if you explain, your team's going to do the same thing. But if you say, that's on me, let's correct it, you set the standard. All right. So when we talk about radical ownership and scaling the business, here's where things get interesting. If you want multiple locations, if you want managers, if you want enterprise value, if you want to design to sell, all things that we've been talking about, you cannot scale blame. You can only scale ownership because systems only improve when leaders own outcomes. Blame stops improvement. Ownership accelerates it. Here's what radical ownership looks like in real life this week. When a mistake happens, say, I own that. Audit your top three recurring issues. Build or refine the system behind each. Remove vague expectations. Create feedback loops. Track KPIs weekly. And here's the big one. Stop defending yourself in conversations. Own it. Move on. It disarms tension instantly. Like the COVID excuse. And I think I ranted on this a couple weeks ago. The next person that says, oh, ever since COVID, I'm going to choke them to death right there. They won't have died because of COVID. They'll die because I choked them with my hands around their neck. So sick and tired of COVID. COVID was 6 years ago, people. I know because I've been getting the feedback from Facebook saying, hey, 6 years ago, this happened. 6 years ago, it's almost been a decade since COVID happened, and we're still blaming COVID for stuff. Like, I just can't. You know, your shop's dirty. Oh, COVID. The windows on your restaurant look disgusting. Oh, it's COVID. I can't have lettuce for my salad, but I can have it for my burger because COVID. For crying out loud, people. Come on. Here's a hard truth moment. You cannot build a high-performance culture with low accountability leadership. You cannot expect your team to step up if you're sidestepping. Ownership is contagious. So is blame. We need you to choose wisely. All right. Radical ownership is not heavy. It's freeing because once you decide everything in my building is my responsibility, you stop waiting. You stop hoping. You stop complaining and you start building. All right. Thanks for tuning into the episode 251 of the Weekly Blitz. If this episode made you a little uncomfortable, good. That means it hit. Share it with a shop owner, manager, or advisor who needs to hear it. And as always, big shout out to all of our friends on the podcast network. Proud to be part of a network elevating this industry every single week. Lead boldly, own fully, fix relentlessly. And remember, if it happens in your shop, it's yours. You own it. I'll see you in episode 252. Have a great day, everybody. Remember to rise and grind.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want expert advice on running your shop? Well, Chris is listening. Check the show notes for his email and send him your topics.